This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Marcia Castle, attorney at law of the firm Lee Castle and Crowley, address on file. Dear Ms. Castle, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Annie Johnson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is A-N-N-I-E. Johnson is J-O-H-N-S-O-N, period. I took the history directly from the patient, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is 59 years old, period. The patient was involved in a is involved in the FedEx shooting incident on April 10th, 2021, period. She was sitting in the lobby area, waiting for help with her check. As she was an employee, period. She needed a supervisor when the shooting incident occurred, period. She actually went into hiding approximately 20 minutes, period. She heard several shots and people were running, period. She initially hid in a break area and put chairs down and hid behind the barricade, period. She did see a deceased body laying on the floor approximately 30 feet away, period. A supervisor advised her to run into the warehouse office where she hid for approximately another 20 minutes, period. At that time, she was hiding under a desk, period. She heard a knock eventually. For what appeared to seem like an eternity, she heard a knock on the office door by police, and they removed her, period. She was initially short of breath from fright and was taken to an ambulance and was calmed down, period. She was put on a city bus, and through her demand, she was released to go to the hospital to visit her husband that was shot in the above incident, period. He also was an employee there and was actively involved in the shooting incident, period. The patient had severe anxiety, period. New paragraph. The approximate timeline of this incident was approximately 1 to 2 weeks later. She was seen at IU urgent care because she had a bruise on her left thigh as she attempted to escape, period. They instructed her that if it was worse to see a family doctor, period. She saw her family doctor approximately 3 days later for her left thigh and was prescribed a topical patch, period. She also followed up with a psychologist a couple weeks later, Dr. Reed, R-E-E-D, period. She had several therapy sessions, period. She was told that she had PTSD as well as anxiety, period. The patient did have several panic attacks and still does with waking up at night, period. Her leg problems have resolved, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient cannot be in crowds, period. She has anxiety talking and interacting with people, period. At night, she has bad nightmares and problems sleeping, period. At social activities, she does not want to be in a crowd, period. At times, she needs a support person to help her live independently, period. She is unable to work. She is unable to work. The patient can work, but this does create problems at work, period. She occasionally misses meals due to the stress, period. She rarely goes out to social events and needs a support person when she does, period. She remains quiet and withdrawn at least 30% of the time, period. She has anxiety and does not want to leave home, period. This does affect her interpersonal relationships, and she is not as social as she was in the past, period. The patient is aware that she has depression and anxiety, period. She is only able to sleep approximately four nights. She approximately can only sleep 4 hours per night, period. She does have problems even with the 4 hours sleeping, period. The patient does have trust issues, period. New paragraph under medications, Nexium. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition. She meditates, period. She stays to herself, period. And she was advised that insurance won't pay for more counseling, but she is aware that she needs more counseling, period. New paragraph, past medical history is reflux esophagitis. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a fracture of her foot and also a childbearing, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never had post-traumatic stress disorder in the past, period. She has never had anxiety or depression until this situation, period. The patient has never injured her left thigh in the past, period. The patient has never been involved in a prior shooting, period. She had an automobile accident in 1994 with a fractured foot, period. She has had no prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of account representative. She works it presently full-time, but she has anxiety and stress while doing so, period. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph. After review of the records, I have found that all her treatment that I have outlined above were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. The patient has reached maximal medical improvement, and I'm going to render an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient has a 10% whole body impairment utilizing table 14-10, page 358, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic assessments are number one, post-traumatic stress disorder, number two, anxiety, number three, depression, number four, trauma of the left thigh resolved, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the shooting incident at FedEx that occurred on April 10th, 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following. The patient will not need any further treatment for her leg, period. She will require medications, both anti-anxiety and antidepressant medications, period. These two medications would be needed for the remainder of her life, period. Estimated cost of these medications would be $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can also benefit by a sleep aid for approximately 1 year at an estimated monthly cost of $30 a month, period. The patient presently is unable to afford more psychological counseling, period. The patient absolutely should have more psychological counseling at an estimated cost of $4,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Because the patient has reached maximal medical improvement, I did render an impairment rating, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.